بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله. We have reached the third session reading from volume 2 of إحياء علوم الدين of Imam al-Ghazali in the chapter on أسرار الصيام وشروطه الباطنة, the mysteries of fasting and its inner conditions. And as we said before, the meaning of the term أسرار refers to the inner qualities of the fasting as opposed to the outward conditions. And he began talking about صوم الخصوص, or the fasting of the elect, what he also called صوم الصالحين, the fasting of the righteous. And he mentions that this is not just fasting from food and drink, but it's also fasting with the other limbs. So he mentioned, from what we read yesterday, fasting with the eyes and fasting with the tongue. And the third aspect, he says, الثالث, كف السمع عن الإصغاء إلى كل مكروه لأن كل ما حرم الله قولا حرم الإصغاء إليه. So the third aspect of fasting is withholding one's hearing from listening to everything that is disliked. To withhold and not lend one's ear to everything that is disliked, because everything that Allah has made haram to say, He has also made it haram to listen to. ولذلك سوى الله تعالى بين المستمع وآكل السحت فقال سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت. This is why, he says, Allah made equal the one who listens and the one who consumes ill-gotten gains. The one who listens to falsehood and the one who consumes ill-gotten gains. As he says in the Quran, describing those people who listen attentively to lies and who consume ill-gotten gains. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِثْمَ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ فَالسُّكُوتُ عَلَى الْغِيبَةِ حَرَامٌ. He then mentions the verse where Allah Ta'ala says, had only the Rabbaniyun, those lordly ones, and the educated, the rabbis among them, had they only forbade them from their sinful statements and consuming ill-gotten gains. So we see that being quiet, silent from, or sukut al ghiba haram, meaning being silent in the face of backbiting is haram. You have to speak out about it or you have to leave. You can't just listen to it. So here he's saying fasting with the ears is fasting from listening to anything haram. وَقَالَ أَيْضًا إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you are with a people and they are mocking the verses of Allah, if they are mocking the deen, and you must correct them, speak out about it, or you get up and leave. He says, because if you don't, you will be like them in sharing in the sin. وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الْمُخْتَابُ وَالْمُسْتَمِعُ شَرِكَانِ فِي الْإِثْمِ. So he mentions this as a hadith, although it's not a hadith, it's actually an athar recorded by Abu Nu'aym in Al-Hilya, which says that the one who backbites and the one who listens to backbiting are partners in the crime of backbiting. They're co-sharers in the sin. So fasting with the ears is simply fasting from listening to the haram, whether it's backbiting or other forms of haram speech. The fourth one, he says, كَفُّ بَقِيَّةِ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْآثَامِ مِنَ الْيَدِ وَالرِّجِلِ وَعَنِ الْمَكَارِهِ وَكَفُّ الْبَطْنِ عَنِ الشُّبُهَاتِ وقت الإفطاري. He says it is to withhold the rest of the limbs from sins, whether it is the hand or the foot, from and to withhold from things that are disliked, and to withhold one's stomach from consuming things that are of doubtful nature at the time of breaking the fast. فَلَا مَعْنَى لِصَوْمِي وَهُوَ الْكَفُّ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ الْحَلَالِ ثُمَّ الْإِفْطَارُ عَلَى الْحَرَامِ. He says it's basically useless for a person to fast, which is to withhold from eating the halal, but then break their fast with the haram. فَمِثَالُ هَذَا الصَّائِمِ مِثَالُ مَنْ يَبْنِي قَصْرًا وَيَهْدِمُ مِصْرًا. The example of such a person is of this fasting person who fasts from the halal but then breaks it with the haram. He says it's like a person who constructs a castle while demolishing the city around it. It doesn't make any sense. فَإِنَّ الطَّعَامَ الْحَلَالَ إِنَّمَا يَضُرُّ بِكَثْرَتِهِ لَا بِنَوْعِهِ. That is because halal food is only harmful when taken to excess. It in of itself is not harmful because it's halal. It's only harmful when taken to excess. فَالصَّوْمُ لِتَقْلِيرِهِ وَتَارِكُ الْإِسْتِكْثَارِ مِنَ الدَّوَاءِ خَوْفًا مِنْ ضَرَرِهِ إِذَا عَدِلَ إِذَا تَنَاوُلِ السُّمْ كَانَ سَفِيهًا وَالْحَرَامُ سَمٌّ يُهْلِكُ الدِّينَ وَالْحَلَالُ دَوَاءٌ يَنْفَعُ قَلِيلُهُ وَيَضُرُّ كَثِيرُهُ وَقَصْدُ الصَّوْمِ تَقْلِيلُهُ. So he's just talking about fasting and food and how this relates. He says the purpose of fasting is to diminish food, and the one who diminishes their intake of medicine for fear of its harm, as he's saying here, because they're afraid it may poison them, this is foolishness, whereas haram is poison itself, a poison that destroys the deen. And the halal is a medicine, a little of which benefits and too much of which harms. And the purpose of fasting is diminishing it somewhat. So he's using the analogy of poison and what is not poison. If you fast from the halal but then break it with the haram, whether the haram food is haram in essence or it is haram through the means by which it's earned, you have essentially built a castle and destroyed the city around it. Because the purpose of fasting is to diminish the halal. It's like the person who's diminishing a medicine because taking too much might harm. But the same cannot be said for the haram, because the haram is poison in itself. Little or much, it's poisonous. وَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صَوْمِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ. In the hadith recorded by Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how many a fasting person only gains from their fasting nothing more than hunger and thirst? فَقِيلَ هُوَ الَّذِي يُفْطِرُ عَلَى الْحَرَامِ وَقِيلَ هُوَ الَّذِي يُمْسِكُ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ الْحَلَالِ وَيُفْطِرُ عَلَى لُحُومِ النَّاسِ بِالْغِيبَةِ وَهِيَ حَرَامِ وَقِيلَ هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يَحْفَظُ جَوَارِحَهُ عَنِ الْآثَامِ. He concludes by saying that this hadith is interpreted in various ways. Some say that the one who only gains hunger and thirst from their fast is the one who breaks their fast with the haram. Others say that it is the one who holds back from the halal food when they're fasting, but breaks their fast by backbiting people and consuming their flesh, which is haram. And others say that it is the one who does not safeguard their limbs from sins. Inshallah, we'll end on this today, inshallah. So he concludes in the next couple of pages, like 3 or 4 pages, a comprehensive look at fasting beyond just staying away from food and drink, and fasting on a deeper level. It's a fairly simple concept that one fasts with the limbs from everything haram, anything that comes into the body, just as food and drink comes into the body. Spiritual things come into the body through committing haram acts or saying haram things or consuming the haram through the eyes or the ears. So that level of fasting is what he calls Sawm Salihin. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.